Welcome back. We will now go through chapter 44 in your retail banking book, which is on electronic funds transfer. We have looked at electronic clearing services. Therefore, you have to be careful in banking the terminology. It's electronic funds transfer and not a clearing services in this chapter. So, what is EFT or electronics fund transfer? It's a quick means of transferring, as the name suggests, money, transferring money or funds to another location very swiftly. What is RBI EFT? So, to take the advantage of RBI EFT, remitter, that is, if I want to transfer money, so I'm called the remitter. I fill up the EFT forms and give particulars of the beneficiary, that means on to whose account I have to transfer, and authorize the branch to remit the money. The branch prepares a schedule and sends a duplicate to the service branch. As we discussed before, so if in a small city I have 30 branches as a bank, one of them I can designate as service branch, or I can open one specific branch called the service branch, where all instructions from these 30 branches will come. The service branch then prepares an EFT data file by using a software package given by RBI, and then sends this, transmits the data to local RBI offices at 12, 2 and 4 pm. So there is a time for it. The RBI consolidates the file received from all the banks and sorts the transactions city wise, prepares the voucher, debits the remitting bank on day 1 basis and transmits the file to respective RBI offices. So this is what RBI does. Of course, this is a software package and it is done normally, automatically, but reconciliation and etc. takes place here. So at the destination center receives the file, the RBI office sorts out bank wise, and bank wise remittance data file are transmitted to the banks on day 1. The bank wise vouchers are prepared for credit to receiving bank account on the same or the next day. The receiving bank at destination processes the remittance files transmitted by RBI and forwards the credit reports to destination branch for credit to beneficiary account. So how it is an improvement over other facilities? So what it happens is, as it says, so first the branch, the service branch of the bank fills in the EFT data, electronic file transfer data, putting it in the software package given by RBI. The RBI consolidates and sends it to a different city of their local branch. The RBI in that local city breaks it up bank wise and sends it to the bank service branch. From the bank service branch, credits are received, vouchers are made, and it is given to the bank local service branch in that city. And from there, it is sent back to the local branch directly to credit the beneficiary account. It is how it is an improvement over other facility. It is an interbank operated system where RBI acts as an intermediary between remitting bank and the receiving bank. Customers can request their respective branches to remit the funds, and under process of transferring the funds by deposit of checks, DD or PO, lot of paperwork is involved and time is consumed. However, this is avoided in the electronic fund transfer facility. There is no value limit for individual transactions here. The receiving branch acknowledges every transaction, so that means there is no loss in transit situation and after crediting the account of the customer. It is not necessary to have computer system at all branches, and then they can use the service branch directly. So that's an advantage, especially since lot of our banks need not necessarily be automated as of now or have computer systems. So it acts like an intermediate step for those kind of banks. Each participating branch has to identify branch at respective location to act as a link point, so that additional organization structure required can be created. Benefits of EFT: banks can provide interbank transfer, TDS transfers, reconciliation obviously is automatic. Bank can use EFT infrastructure for introducing new payment or cash management products to their customer, which they could not if EFT was not there. So in short, that's a very high level view of the electronic fund transfer of the RBI. Thank you for your time.